park elsewhere while the work is done and the parking spaces are restriped. Vandevas told us the work on West Huron Avenue continues. Crews were hoping to get the cement work done on Friday, but the final paving is not set to be done until October 7th, which he told us would be a one-day job. Then there will still need to be the finish work of painting the lines for each lane to be done. We'll be back with more news after this.
Wheels and deals on pre-owned vehicles at Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe. All vehicles are 101-point quality seal inspected and come with warranties up to 18 months or 18,000 miles.
We have all kinds of cars and trucks to sell. Here are some we have in stock.
Check out a 2008 Saturn VU has 65,000 miles and fully loaded to sell for $11,980. Or get driving power with a 2008 Pontiac Torrent V6 engine in all-wheel drive priced at $12,980, and a 2009 Ford Focus has 54,000 miles and a four-cylinder engine and fully loaded to go for $11,980. There's still many more reliable vehicles to see, all at great prices. Al Hansen Motors can also help find competitive financing from local lending institutions with terms up to 60 months and rates as low as 2.49% subject to credit score. Check out more vehicles, repair, and maintenance services available on the website, alhansonmotors.com, or shop in comfort on the indoor lot at Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe.
I'm Al Hansen. I guarantee it.
Back for more news on WLEW, the second annual Huron County Coats for Kids campaign is underway. Volunteers throughout the county are collecting, sorting, repairing, and cleaning donated coats and or winter wear for distribution on October 19th. Last year, over 500 coats found a new home in Huron County. As well, monetary donations allowed the committee to service hard-to-fit and or special sizes. Collection this year will be from September 25th through October the 16th. For a list of the drop-off sites, you can go to our website, thumbnet.net, and look underneath the written news story. The following are cash bids as of 5 p.m. from the Cooperative Elevator Company on Friday, September the 27th of 2013. White wheat is at $6.73, red wheat $6.23, corn $3.99, and soybeans $12.39. For navy beans and black beans, call the Cooperative Elevator Company to get more information. Keep in mind trading hours are continuous, but will be closed between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For updated market information, contact any of their plant offices or check out their website at coopelev.com. The following are thumb area deaths to report for Friday, September the 27th. Martha Sue Arnott passed away at the age of 65. On Thursday, September the 26th, at McLaren Bay Special Care Hospital in Bay City. Martha is from Owendale, formerly of Mattawan, Michigan. Visitation will be held on Sunday, September the 29th, from 6 until 9 p.m. at the McAlpine Funeral Home in Bad Axe, Monday from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. Monday, September 30th, at the McAlpine Funeral Home of Bad Axe. Memorials may be offered to the McLaren Bay Special Care, Bay City. Condolences can be shared at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Joan K. Sageman passed away Thursday evening, September the 26th, at McLaren Bay Region after a short illness. A graveside service will be conducted for the immediate family at the Verona Township Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be offered to the Bad Axe Public Library. Words of condolences can be shared at ChampagneFuneralChapel.com. For WLEW News, I'm Brian Terry. And for the latest in Thumb Area news and for complete written Thumb Area obituaries anytime, go to our website, thumbnet.net.
It's the Lakers and the Harbor Beach Pirates taking on in week number 5 to find out who is the best team in Huron County. Clark Ramsey with your call, as well as Dave Hansen to my right, in-game analysis, Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, and Associate Director of Media Relations, Kayla Carson, your WLAW Sports broadcast team tonight. An absolutely beautiful night tonight, Dave.
It's almost too perfect for football. It's perfect temperature out, not too breezy. It doesn't feel like we're halfway through the season already.
Exactly at halftime tonight, we'll be halfway through the regular season. Hard to believe. And it makes sense because Lakers is 4-0 and Harbor Beach is 3-0. try and secure those six needed victories for the playoffs.
Absolutely, and this one will be, whoever earns this one tonight will stand supreme in Huron County so far, because these two teams are cream of the crop so far.
Cream of the crop.
You like that?
I like that.
I know you do.
The Harbor Beach Pirates are 3-1 and 2-0 in the Greater Thumb East. Their only loss comes to Menominee 2 weeks ago. The Pirates are coached by Troy Shelkey, the commander of the fleet for 17 years now, with an overall record of 112-60, or a .651 batting average. Harbor Beach, as you already know, is coming off of a state championship in 2012 in Division 8. The Pirates saw a 13-game win streak conclude against Menominee 21-40, the same team they lost to that began that win streak.
Yeah, and this Harbor Beach team can and will benefit from this loss, I believe. It never hurts sometimes to see a team that may be a little better than you and battle with them, and I think they will learn what the playoffs is going to feel like, especially for the juniors that weren't on the team. It's going to battle test them for that playoff run.
And they know how to win. In fact, Harbor Beach has won 27 of its last 30 games, dating back to 2011. Part of that due to a three-year starting quarterback and secondary defensive specialist, Eli Kraft.
Yeah, and we had a good time following them as they made their run. But this kid can throw the ball. He can run the ball. Clark, he could probably coach the sidelines if we needed him to. Against Menominee, he ran for 71 yards, two scores. He threw for 217 yards. He was 17 to 29 through the air. He threw for another touchdown. And just a little side note from last week, he picked off three passes and took two of them to pay dirt. So this kid can truly do it all.
Not too bad.
That's an all right game.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Harbor Beach lost a few of the key championship pieces from last year, but stepping up to the plate in big ways so far have been Travis Essmaker, DJ Ridner, and Josh Shelkey.
And a couple of these guys are some of my favorite players and keys to watch tonight. Essmaker is a guy that's going to step up and do a lot of the catching and running the ball for Eli Kraft. He can really do either one and does them exceptionally well. Ridner, sort of your beast, your fullback, your power guy. He provides that strength for short yardage situations, goal line situations. And Shelkey is sort of that X factor, that below the radar guy. He had an excellent week against Menominee catching the ball. He caught 11 passes for 158 yards and a score.
In fact, Josh Shelkey against Menominee started out the game 10 for 10 for 150 of his 158 yards on the night with some absolutely massive catches. Defensively for the Pirates, they love to intercept the ball and make their opponents pay on the spot and in cash.
And taking away the ball is huge on defense because you can afford to give up a couple first downs if you know eventually you're going to take away the pass. Their secondary is led by Kraft, Cook, and Essemaker, all returning starters from that state championship team last year, and they know how to make it tough on opposing offenses, especially when they prevent you from getting a big play.
Last week, Harbor Beach dismantled Memphis Yellow Jackets 54-14 for their homecoming victory, and they are currently on a one-game win streak. When we return, kickoff in 20 minutes, we'll break down the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers playing host tonight on a beautiful homecoming evening. The parade was at 5 o'clock in downtown Elkton, and now the crowd is filing in, and it's almost a full stands already. On WLEW Sports, your home for high school football. In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need, because when this happens, or this, or even this, I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hi, Scott Provost here with the Moore Auto Group, Moore Motor Sales in Carroll, and Moore Shoreline and Seawing. I'm proud to be a member of the Thumb's winning auto sales team, where I can put more than 20 years of experience to work getting you the best deal on the Thumb. See me at Moore Motor Sales in Carroll for Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, or at Moore Shoreline and Seawing for your Chevrolet and Buick needs. I'll meet you at either location. Come see me, Scott Provost, and let's make a deal.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Taylor Brown from Bad X, Michigan, and I'm a special education major at Saginaw Valley State University. Coming into college, I was not yet decided on my major, so coming to a school that had a wide variety of well-known programs was ideal for me. What I like best about Saginaw Valley is the small class sizes. Not only do you get to know your peers better and make great friends in class, but you also get more individual